Ohio Senator J.D. Vance endorses Donald Trump for president. By Jacob Bliss on January 31, 2023. Senator J.D. Vance, R.O., in his first month in elected office from one of the biggest swing states, endorsed former President Donald Trump in his 2024 presidential bid. Donald Trump's presidency marked the first real disruption to a failed consensus and the terrible consequences it wrought, Vance wrote of Trump's first-term presidential legacy in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. But there is much more to do, and I'm supporting him for president in 2024 because he's the only person certain to do it. The Buckeye State Senator mentioned Trump's successes during his term as president, such as lowering taxes and working hard to remove a lot of the red tape in the federal bureaucracy. However, he also emphasized that critics mainly look at his success through a domestic lens. However, Vance noted, neither party acknowledges perhaps the most important part of Mr. Trump's legacy, his foreign policy success. Vance touting Trump's success with foreign policy implies it plays a bigger role for the senator. Since being sworn in, Vance has tried to hold the Biden administration accountable for all the money spent on Ukraine. Vance, along with Representative Dan Bishop, RNC, led a letter demanding the Biden administration give a full cross-cutting report to Congress that would expand on the initial report that is legally required by the most recent omnibus spending bill and include all of the U.S. government-wide expenditures for Ukraine and countries impacted by the situation in Ukraine since February 24, 2022. Vance's endorsement of Trump will carry weight in the Buckeye State in the 2024 presidential election. During the midterm elections last cycle, Vance received the former president's endorsement of his Ohio Senate run and saw a surge in the polls following it. However, even after Vance beat Representative Tim Ryan by nearly 7 points to fill the U.S. Senate seat and no Democrat won statewide, Senator Sherrod Brown, D.O., is running for re-election and, assuming he makes it past the primary, will be second on the ballot and would undoubtedly campaign across the state to help the Democrat presidential nominee. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.